Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns Early. Acorns Early is the smart money app and debit card for kids that helps them learn the value of money. Teaching my kids the value of money is always on my list, but I'm not the best at keeping track of the money they earn from helping around the house. But I just discovered Acorns Early has a great tool to help me with that. Acorns Early Chore Tracker teaches kids hard work really does pay off. You just set up the chores in the app, set a payment amount, and then tick the chore off the list when it's done. Acorns Early also lets parents pay allowances automatically. No more rummaging around the house for cash. Automatically send a weekly allowance to your kid's account with just a few taps. Kids can spend what they earn with their very own debit card, which you know they'll love. And they get to choose from more than 35 customizable card designs. Plus, parents, we can keep track of where and when the kids are spending. You can get real-time spend notifications, set your kids' spending limits, and instantly block lost or stolen cards. Now is the time to grow your kids' money skills with bite-sized financial lessons. The Acorns Early app is here for that. They have tons of fun, interactive courses that help kids learn all things money. So ready for your kids to learn the value of money? Just head to acornsearly.com or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and get your first month on us. TNCs apply, monthly subscription fee starting from $5 per month unless canceled. Listeners, is your child struggling with a specific subject? Do you want to help set them up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how they learn. In my house, my daughter could not wrap her head around ratios in her sixth grade math class, and I was not much help, except for that I put her on IXL and got her set up to do the tutorial on ratios, and it was the boost she needed. IXL is super simple like that because everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you are covering. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Where we give you like 10 minutes of fun and then we tell a true crime story just to let you know.
We try to keep it to 7, so.
I know, but sometimes we make it over, but 7 to 10 minutes, 10 max.
10 max, sorry, Chrissy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, here comes the crap. Yeah, how was your Thanksgiving? Tell me. Do tell.
Oh, it was filling because I ate everything, even the mashed potatoes, which I don't even ever eat. And I even ate stuffing.
You did.
Mm-hmm. When I told you that I wasn't
going
to.
Who made the mashed potatoes? Were they better than mine? Because you know mine are the best.
No, they were not. They were not better than yours.
Okay, good. Good. That makes me happy.
Yeah, I actually love making the mashed potatoes. I like make this mashed potato casserole, but this year I wasn't having that. I made the sweet potato casserole.
Well, you've been a little busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I did? I told my husband, well, on account of we were supposed to be camping and then I was going to make like a turkey casserole kind of thing for us to eat out there. Anyhow, we didn't go, so I didn't make it. So we're at home and I just said to him, you know, I think I'm just going to take it real easy. Just chill out, make some turkey soup. Let's just like watch football.
Yeah. So did you?
Whatever. Yeah, I did. And then about 5 o'clock, he was like, hey, so what time are we eating? I was like, this is it. Are you enjoying your soup? He was like, this is some bullshit, woman.
It's so not then, like you.
And then it is so not like me. Took him by storm. And then he went on to inform me that I'd done messed up my apple pie, which I did change it up a little bit. And he's like, he really goes off at me about that stuff. Why? Why, when you make it perfect?
Yeah.
Do you have to change it?
I agree with him.
Well, I did. And not even my kids would eat my apple pie. I mean, I really did not hit it out of the park today.
Oh, sorry.
Yesterday, I mean. Yeah.
Well, clink, clink to that being over.
Clink, clink. On the upside, I stuck to my diet because there wasn't a whole lot to eat.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. What? Oh, and by the way, today is Monday, November 30th, and it's my daughter Kyla's birthday.
Happy birthday, Kyla. That's why I cracked open a Kyla hard kombucha.
Oh, I wish I had that. I'm going to go buy one when I get, they better have them in Texas.
Yeah, they're so good.
Did you see that Walmart wanted to start selling alcohol in Texas and they put a kibosh on it?
They did.
The Supreme Court of Texas or something said, no way, no can do barbecue.
Well, that's a load of bullshit. Now, don't they sell beer and wine at your Texas Walmart?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far.
They probably do. You know what I have? I know this is probably boring to everybody else, but what I have learned in buying alcohol in the other states of the United States of America is that sometimes they will sell lower content alcohol. So like you'll be at Walmart and you'll think, well, shoots, this isn't so bad. I got my Budweiser right here. And then you learn that it's some bullshit, like only 2.5%
no
alcohol.
Way.
Yeah. Like they make special bullshit Budweiser to sell at the Walmart God. Or something. They're like, oh, everybody's like, oh, no, you got to go to the liquor store and get the real beer. Like, damn it. Why y'all got to make it so complicated?
Seriously. But you know what you can do? You can go through the drive-thru in places in Texas and get alcohol. So I don't know. I mean, you're not selling me good beer at the Walmart, but I can do a little drive-thru real quick and get a cocktail.
Well, on account of we don't have a lot of food here, there is a specific taco and cocktail establishment that I think I'm going to drive my ass up to later on, and they make cocktails to go.
Well, that's the greatest thing about COVID is now you can get cocktails to go in California. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to make it. I told my husband I'd make it up to him and I'll drive up there and have someone professional cook for us for the rest of the holiday weekend.
In Los Angeles right now, everything is closed. Like you can't even sit outside.
You can't even get takeout?
No, you can get.
Because we're not going to eat there. We're just going to get takeout.
Oh, yeah. You could get takeout right now. But a lot of the restaurants they close even for takeout, you know, like the ones that are mostly not takeout restaurants, like my favorite Mexican restaurant is not like a takeout restaurant. And so I think they just are like, forget it.
Yeah. Costs a lot of money just to keep the lights on to do 10% of the business you normally would.
Right. And I think that they just don't think it's worth it. So that's such a bummer.
Okay. Drag.
I know.
Oh, I was going to do Jeopardy right now, but that's sad on account of Alex Trebek.
Oh, I know. Oh,
rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Alex. That's so sad for him. Oh, I hate that.
Is it? Because I didn't find him that likable. I'm kind of like.
Oh, you didn't? You're such an asshole.
I know. I am such an asshole.
I did only because my grandpa really loved him. And Jeopardy. That was like a thing. Yeah. They're in heaven together. Yeah.
Listen, I'm more of a shizzle. Pat Sajak kind of girl. I like Pat. Pat's funny.
Guess what? I heard he just went off on a contestant the other day for the first time ever.
And oh, I love him even more.
He said he just couldn't take it anymore.
Go Pat.
Sometimes you see those contestants and you're like, oh my God, like God. Where did they find you?
Get a clue. Yeah.
Yeah. My friend was on there. I want to be on there, but I think it's.
Of course you do.
I want to be on every game show.
Yeah.
Maybe not Let's Make a Deal, but every other one.
They should have like a guest Vanna appearance. I feel like you'd be an excellent letter turner.
You think? I think I'm too old for it. I mean, Vanna's older than me,
Vanna
obviously.
Is but no spring chicken, she started, okay?
She started when she was young and fresh.
Yeah.
Maybe I could be the, like, interim before they find their, like, 20-year-old next Vanna.
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, let me tell you about this disco biscuit that we're going to talk about today.
Okay. Tell me.
This case comes from good old Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Remember, we went there once together.
Yeah. What is that that they say there? I want to say it.
New Orleans?
No. They say like, hoo-yah. What do they say?
I don't know.
I got to
ask. Should have known that. Ask Siri. Yeah.
Hey, Siri, what do they say in Louisiana? Hoo-dat.
Hoo-dat. Okay.
Hoo-dat. Like they say that at the Saints games.
Oh, okay. Got it. We're coming right out of Baton Rouge, to be exact. We didn't go to Baton Rouge, me and you. This was brought to my attention by one of our listeners named Claire Walker.
What up, Claire?
What up? So it's weird to say that you like a case because I think none of the cases we actually like.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, like they're all heartbreaking and awful and there's tragedy.
No, I liked the Zumba case. That was good.
There's actually some. I mean, if nobody dies and there's something like that's a different story.
Okay.
But when it involves murder, obviously.
We don't like that.
We don't right. like that. But we learn like things that we get out of them, right? We learn from others' mistakes. We become aware of things that we wouldn't otherwise.
Right.
We become real savvy and like detectives. But then there's this whole other side. And this is what I was thinking about when I was looking up this woman, is that we learn about people that we wouldn't have otherwise.
This is very true.
Each victim has a story and some have a really amazing stories and amazing lives. And we wouldn't have ever known about them if something didn't happen to them. So this particular woman that I'm going to tell you about really drew me in. Her name is Chiquita Tate.
Okay. Chiquita Banana.
Yes. So I said Chiquita is such a fun name and probably most people said Chiquita Banana to her. But besides a banana, what do you think about when you think of Chiquita?
I feel like I would call her Chica.
Yeah, I think some people did. I think of fun. I think she better be dancing around, right?
Yeah, that lady with the fruit on her head.
Yeah. So, but like Chiquita to me is like fun girl. And I think that Chiquita was a fun girl. She was also very fierce from a very young age. She was born October 15th, 1975 in Baton Rouge, where she grew up with her six brothers and sisters. That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
You know what we say? Don't have more than two.
You're such an asshole. That's what Gretchen said.
Spoken.
And she has three.
Yeah, spoken from a mama three.
I know, but one of our listeners posted the cutest picture of her daughters, and she has seven kids. And I was like, you're killing it, woman, because
for sure.
We have a really hard time with three. It's getting easier, yeah. But.
Well, maybe after the fourth, you might as well have 20.
Right? I think so.
We just never were willing to take that gamble.
Oh, except for I'm late right now, so I might be having a fourth.
Oh, God, I'll divorce you.
I think my husband will too. I'll be the single mom of four.
Maybe it's menopause.
It could be that also.
Let's hope.
I'm having hot flashes and I have acne all over my head. So I don't know what's going on. So Chiquita did not grow up in the most desired situation. I think money was tight. And from some sources, her mom and dad were not always in the picture. When Chiquita was in 11th grade, she moved to Chicago and finished high school there. There are some reports that say that Chiquita's family valued education, and others say that she was just barely surviving. And from what I see is whether her family valued education or not, Chiquita sure did. because after high school, she went to college in Atlanta and got her bachelor's degree in English. She moved back to Baton Rouge. And after working there for a judge, she got her law degree. And even before her law degree, she taught English at an academy. I mean, this girl was something.
Oh, that is real something.
She also passed the bar exam her very first time.
Damn. Take that, Emily, on Housewives of OC's husband. He's on like his fourth attempt, I think. Everybody's,
oh God.
Everybody's throwing him lot of shade.
Yeah. Do you want to have that attorney or Chiquita? I'll take Chiquita.
I've been taking care of my sick kids, so I actually have caught up on all my Housewives. It's not even a storyline, so I think maybe he's like failed it so many times, like we're not even talking about it anymore. That was probably like in his contract, like don't bring up the bar.
Oh my God. Well, I hope he passes soon.
Okay. Good luck, Shane.
Maybe he needs to study a little bit more. So she passed the bar exam. She also volunteered for underprivileged youth. She helped juveniles in the system because she wanted to see them succeed instead of go down a path of being a criminal.
We need more people like that for sure.
And Chiquita eventually became a criminal defense attorney.
Oh, Tabitha's dream.
I know. This is, I said, this Disco Biscuit is really my spirit animal.
Oh, right.
I think in my next life, Gretchy, I may also accomplish all the things that Chiquita did.
I think you will.
I really love seeing women and humans in general that are born underprivileged, not, you know, fed with a silver spoon, that accomplish great things. And I think that it shows character of an individual. And that is like so, I don't know, it's inspiring. And I think that Chiquita.
Well, I think you connect inspiring. With that.
Yeah, I do connect with that.
Yeah.
She just did a little bit more than I did. So like her name, Chiquita was fun and smart and a leader and someone that a lot of people could look up to. Her career was real young, but she was the it girl in the bayou. She had just won a really large civil suit, and people started to recognize her as this spitfire attorney. And it was hard not to because she had a voice. She was real good in front of the camera. She was real good in the courtroom, and she was not going to take any shit.
Oh, I love an HBIC. Lady right? Boss. Head bitch in charge. Boss. Kill it.
So one day while driving, some dude cuts her off. And what do you think she did?
Oh, she probably flipped him off like you would.
No, I don't flip people
I'm
off.
I'm just kidding.
People flip me off.
Okay, she doesn't flip people off. I generally just said, I said that. Or I genuinely just said that to like get a rise out of her people.
Because everybody knows on this podcast that people flip me off
That's
most
right.
days.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So what'd she do? She chased him down?
She did.
Oh, that is a mistake.
I know. I do think so, too. Yeah. And actually, I think at the end of the story, you will think that it was a mistake also.
All right.
So she rolls up next to this guy to tell him off. And I think that's a little extra. And I could see Chiquita flipping me off.
Yeah, she would
turn in front
off.
Of her.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It happened to me the other day, actually, in Texas.
Okay.
Because I had to get over and I did cut, not really, I didn't mean
Tabitha
to cut her off.
Tabitha is an aggressive driver.
I get where I need to go.
Yeah.
In a timely manner.
Yeah.
But I don't flip people off. People like to flip me off. Anyways, so she goes up to this guy and rolls down the window and she is like, are you serious? You like cut me off, you asshole. And the guy rolls down his window and you know what? He's hot, like real hot.
Oh, my God.
And I think he was like, damn, Gina, that's hot also.
Oh, shoot. Because she had some balls on her. Okay.
Yeah. And so it was like instant love connection.
Oh, my gosh.
These two, instead of duking it out on the freeway, they made plans to meet up for a date.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I know. So this guy's name was Greg Harris.
Okay.
And let me tell you, Greg has some swagger.
Okay.
He is real good looking and Chiquita was smitten with his charm.
Do we know what kind of car he was driving?
Oh, no, I do not. I know.
Because I hate to admit, but that does add to a person's appeal.
I know. I think they had two cars when she passed. And I want to say, I know one was a Hummer, like a Hummer 2. And I think the other one was a Mercedes. So
I just don't picture a hot guy driving a sedan. I don't think that would make you hot. Or like, you know how my favorite Matthew McConaughey does those Lincoln Continental commercials?
Yeah. Does that turn you on?
The opposite.
I know. But if he pulled up in a real nice Mercedes, I think I'm
yeah,
okay.
I'm just trying to picture it. Yeah. Okay.
And maybe he did.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe he did.
She drove the Hummer. I know that she was driving the Hummer right. that night. So.
Okay.
So he would send her flowers and gifts to the office, and he made Chiquita feel like $1 million. And this was in 2007. Late 2007, by the way. And they married in 2008. So it was like quick.
And same year as we got married.
You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Tab and I both got married the same year, a month apart.
I know. June 21st. Their wedding anniversary was in January, I think, or February 2008. So they got married a little before us.
Okay.
By 2009, Chiquita had her own practice. And actually, like, she had her own practice in 2008. But in 2009, she was working on some high-profile accounts. She was defending a couple of brothers who were on trial for murder. And anyone who knows attorneys or is an attorney knows that when on a case of great importance, there is a lot of overtime and hours put into the case. So on February 20th, 2009, Chiquita was at the office late. But I don't think that's abnormal for an attorney.
Right.
Or for our husbands,
right,
who are not attorneys, or probably for a lot of people that work overtime. But her husband wakes up, you know, midnight. I mean, not midnight, but like middle of the night, 2 a.m. And Chiquita is not home yet. And that is abnormal. I mean, she's not pulling an all-nighter. So he freaks out and he calls Chiquita, calls the office. No answer, heads over to the office, but she's in one of those offices that everything's locked down and you have to get buzzed up.
Right, because she's smart.
If you come after hours. Yeah. And she's not answering the buzzer, but her car is there, that Hummer I'm telling you about. And so he calls the police. And when the police arrive, they find a wreck. Chiquita's office is filled with blood, and Chiquita is lying in blood splatter with over 32 stab wounds.
Oh.
And even like more slashes, like 12 like slashes that aren't like jabs, you know, into you. It's a brutal, brutal scene. And police know right away that it's not a robbery gone wrong because Chiquita lay dead with her watch still on, her diamond earrings, her keys to her Hummer, her TV, her computer, everything is still there.
Well, and clearly somebody stabs you 32 times. It's somebody you know.
I know. Wasn't the last one we were talking about? It's like something like overkill.
Yeah.
It's overkill.
Yeah, hello.
But there was one thing missing. Chiquita's Gucci wallet.
Oh. Of course she had a Gucci wallet.
I know, which listen, I'm like, okay, maybe that was the only thing of real value. Maybe the watch was, you know.
No, she had like a not
fossil.
She had a nice Rolly to go with that, at least like a Tag Heuer or something to go with that Gucci wallet. This was the,
you think?
Yeah.
So I personally wear like $10 jewelry and have a nice bag. So I don't know. I have fake diamond earrings.
Don't we all?
No shame.
No shame in my game. Yeah. But also, we're not Chiquita. Chiquita bought her ass a Hummer. I bet you Chiquita liked buying herself those little trophies. That's what I picture.
I think she did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened to Chiquita?
What happened?
She is in a position where people could be real mad at her.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have like somebody's that she's defending's dad. I mean, there's a lot of people that probably could be like, I want to take that bitch out. I mean, she's defending two brothers at the time that are accused of murder, who also had murder in their past. So these guys are like
guilty AF.
Bad guys. Yeah. Which, okay, listen, I'm not a fan of getting criminals off at all.
No, you want to be like one of those defense attorneys that works like the Innocence Project or something like good.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think Chiquita wanted that also, but she did want rights met and due diligence done the right way. And, you know, my heart is always, like you're saying, is like always breaking for people that are put in prison that aren't actually guilty. And so I think being a criminal defense attorney is not for the faint of heart. But some of them I do think are total shitbags.
Right. Agreed.
Not Chiquita, though.
Okay.
She just wanted to fight for what was right for people and make sure that they got justice.
Yeah.
Whichever way it was. So police have some searching to do. The first obvious choice is the two brothers that she's defending, or her husband, Greg. Greg is like super distraught over losing Chiquita, and he was cooperating with the police. He says he saw Chiquita that night before because he brought her some McDonald's, like the amazing husband he was.
Damn.
Because she was going to stay late at work. And she also said she had two additional meetings with clients. So he says he comes there, he goes, gets McDonald's, comes back around 8:30, or he leaves like 8:30 at night. His story is corroborated by some attorneys who saw Greg at the office. They were like other attorneys at a different office, you know, in the same like office building. He said he had propped the door open when he left to go get the food with a book because he was going to come back into the building. And you know how I said, you got to like buzz
right.
up. And those attorneys said that they did see the book propping up, open the door, and they saw Greg. They questioned Greg about anything else out of the ordinary or his whereabouts. And he said, nope, he went, got her some food and then went straight home after that. So then police questioned these brothers. Well, they were actually in jail at the time and said, why on earth would we want to kill the one person that's trying to help us?
Well, they have a point.
I think they have a point, too. But the theory that police thought behind that one was if they killed Chiquita, their trial would be postponed. But I'm not so sure I could believe that theory.
I don't find criminals usually to be that smart.
Yeah, I don't think they were that smart either.
Yeah.
Although seems like they already got off on one murder charge. So I don't know. Who knows? But I'm telling you, these guys were bad guys. And they said like, well, they had already had murder in their past, so they don't give a shit about murdering people.
Oh. Yeah.
Which I could see. Well, as police are honing in and waiting for Chiquita's body to be examined and for forensics to come back, they get a tip from a woman that called in saying that Chiquita was in a lesbian love triangle.
Oh, dang.
And they should look into it. So this seemed pretty promising because besides all the stab wounds and trauma to Chiquita's body, she was gripping long strands of hair in her hand.
Oh.
So police look into it and they notice that Chiquita has a couple of clients who she was helping in an adoption who happened to be a lesbian couple.
Okay.
So they call in these women and they're like, no, she's just our attorney. We don't have any connection to her other than that. Like, we never have done anything. They seem pretty credible. And then they're like, hey, excuse me, is that a weave? The girls are like, no, it's my real hair. And the reason they asked is because that hair in Chiquita's hand happened to be a weave.
Oh, good police work.
Mm-hmm. But these women didn't have weaves. Although, you know, I have some weave in my hair every once in a while.
That's true.
Like, I have the clip-ins, so.
You know, but I don't think the clip-ins were so popular in 2008.
2009.
Mm. I mean, we didn't get on that train until about 5 years ago.
I know. I had hair in 2009.
You did?
Way more, because I was pregnant.
Oh, I thought you meant you had fake hair in 2009. I was like, oh.
Oh, no, no, no. I had my own real good hair.
We call it magic hair.
Magic hair. Yeah. We don't call it a weave. We call it a magic hair. And it is. It's magical.
It is. Yeah.
No judgment in that. We're big fans. So the two ladies are not likely the killers, but who would have made that call? That's super weird. And so, you know, they're still working on the case. And Chiquita's assistant told police that she left early from the office. Chiquita had told her that she was going right behind her and she wasn't going to stay late. But I know that a lot of times, like, some, you know, one thing leads to another and you stay late anyways.
Right.
But the assistant says also, there's no way that Chiquita would have met clients by herself in there late at night without me knowing it.
Okay.
And it wasn't on our books, you know? So Greg's story is starting to look a little weak.
Okay.
And police start getting much more suspicious of Greg.
Greg.
The loving, doting husband.
Yeah.
The more they look into Greg, the more they are thinking this GQ cool guy maybe isn't the doting husband. He seems to be.
No, don't tell me that. Not Greg.
I know.
He brought a McDonald's.
So cute, too.
I like that.
I know. They had just passed their one-year anniversary, and it looked like Greg actually missed a court hearing for a domestic violence charge.
Well, the first year of marriage is the hardest.
Well, true. But that domestic violence charge happened before they got married.
Oh, shit.
Turns out Greg and Chiquita had a pretty bad altercation right before their nuptials. And it resulted in Chiquita calling 911.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to play you Chiquita's tape right now of her 911 call.
Okay.
Help me. Help me. Help me. He choked me. And I think he broke my arm.
So those cries for help are so different than like her attorney self. They're like pleas of real weakness.
Yeah, so heartbreaking.
Yeah, so I think that's real scary.
Yeah, I can't believe she went through. She had so much going for her.
I know. And then she gets married. What the hell? Like, maybe just put off the wedding for a hot minute. So one source claimed that they actually each were cited for this incident and that Chiquita said that she would get both charges dropped, but only hers were actually dropped, and Greg just assumed his was as well and overlooked the court date. I guess I could see that. But I also see two things here. This exhibits something scary real quick.
Well,
the fact that Greg could be super violent and lose his temper quickly on like a, I don't know, couple month relationship. Scary.
Yeah.
I can also see him totally being super nice, sending flowers after buying nice
gifts.
Oh,
that's totally part of the cycle.
I know.
Which also shows that, you know, nobody, not even an HBIC like Chiquita, is above falling into that trap. It doesn't matter how much you have going for you. Yeah.
No. And you believe it and you want to believe it because you love this person.
Sure.
And so you want to believe that they can, that it was a lapse in their judgment one time and that they're not going to do it again. And they make you believe that it's true. But
yeah, we all want to keep up appearances. Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of us have experienced just the same thing. So, but you know what? Police also found out that Chiquita was about to break that cycle.
She was.
She had actually signed a lease for her own apartment just weeks before she was murdered. And she was going to leave Greg's ass. So Greg, not looking so good for
anybody. Not looking good.
I'm not really sure he was bringing his loving wife McDonald's to be nice. Another clue police got is Chiquita's Gucci wallet was actually found the night of her murder.
Oh, where?
At 10:30 at night, a woman was driving on a street called Gardier Lane. And Gardier Lane is like supposedly like a real bad area of Baton Rouge. I'm sure anybody that lives around there probably knows it. I think there's drug dealers and homeless people, and it's kind of like the shady area. Okay. This woman is driving and sees the wallet on the side of the road and stops. And guess what? She picks it up and she looks at the license and she knows Chiquita. She had gone to school with her. So she was like, holy crap, I know this girl. She must have lost her wallet.
Man, she's got hawk vision for that Gucci.
I mean, I think I would find it too.
I think so too. I'd pick it up.
So the next morning when she hears the news about Chiquita, she calls the police right away and says, I found this wallet. I know her. And which also kind of sounds fishy
totally
to me.
Totally, I was thinking that.
I know. You know when they say that, like, my purse was stolen one time and this guy calls me and he's like, oh, I found your purse with your, he got my phone number because my business card was in there. I'm like, did you really steal it? And now you're going to give me back all the shit that doesn't really matter. Like my business card and my express purse.
Yeah.
But anyway, she turns in the wallet and everything is still in there. She's still like her credit cards and all that stuff. So, but they know now if she found it at 10:30, between 8:30, because that's when Greg left the office, and 10:30 is when that's kind of like the window that they're looking at, right? It's pretty short, February 20th. So they're pretty sure Greg is shady as fuck, but they want to track down who made that phone call. And when they track down who made that phone call about the lesbian triangle, they are shocked.
It was Greg.
No, it wasn't Greg. I'm going to tell you in 1 second, but before I tell you, you're going to have to wait because we need to talk about some of our sponsors who are helping pay for our podcast real quick.
Okay.
And I just want to say really quick that we vet all of our sponsors and we only choose ones that we relate to and think that you guys would benefit from.
True that.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about. Get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because Trust and Will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Okay, now I know you cannot wait to hear who called the police on the lesbian triangle. And after tracing the call, they go all the way back to the city that I live in, Dallas, Texas. It was me. Just kidding. They stumble upon a woman who doesn't want to give up her identification, but she ended up, after a lot of persuading, telling them that she was actually Greg's sister.
Oh, okay. So I was close.
You were close. You were close. Greg had his sister call in the tip. What the fuck? That is some juvenile.
That's right. And neither one of us are calling in any tips for our siblings.
No.
No.
Oh, hell no.
No, we're not. I'm not going down for anybody. No. Nope. Nope. Nope.
I know it. I haven't seen if she got in trouble for that, but I can't imagine that she wouldn't.
You should.
I think that's not okay to give false information.
Yeah.
So they start interrogating Greg, and I watched the interrogation videos, and over, Greg says that he's innocent, and he's convincing to me.
Is that just because, like, he's hot?
Yeah, maybe. It might be. I mean, they have him take off his shirt in one part of the video. Then I'm like, damn it, he's innocent for sure.
Oh my God.
They want to see if he has scratches on him, but
Okay.
And he's like, Take whatever evidence you want. Take it. It's going to show me innocent. It's going to show me innocent. Take it now. And then I'm like, well, dude, if he's like, take it all, then take it all. I don't know.
Have you seen that hot felon guy that got together?
Yes.
With the, like, of course you have.
With the blue eyes. Yes, of course.
Yeah. And he got together with, I don't know who, but somebody fancy.
Yeah. Some real, like, billionaire.
Yeah. Girl. Yeah. Worked out. Crime pays. The hot felon. Not, yeah.
Well, they broke up, but
okay. I'm sure he took a couple trinkets with him.
Oh,
I think
100%.
He probably fared well. She probably bought him Gucci luggage and the wallet.
100%.
That's
for
right.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Got a couple trips on the private plane. I think
that's
he's fine.
Right.
So, you know how in interrogations, they don't actually have to tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
That's right. Police are big old liars. That's why he asked for a lawyer.
I know. Greg did not ask for a lawyer.
Because narcissists don't, because they're stupid.
Well, he didn't. And they were like, hey, Greg, we have you on video. We follow you. We have video all throughout this town. And, you know, Gardier Lane?
That's a good one, polices.
And Greg's like, Gardier Lane? He questioned it. Like, oh, I don't know where that is. And he's like, oh, yeah, I was there last night. They're like, wait, you said you went straight home. He's like, oh, no, I had to go buy some steroids. Oh. Which, by the way, kind of makes sense on the going ballistic on an instant. People that do roids are... It's very common for them to have outbursts of rage.
Roid rage,
yeah.
Yeah, I had one of those boyfriends. He was a gem.
A peach, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I went and bought those steroids, which, by the way, Gardier Lane is 45 minutes from Greg's house. So it's not like he just went down the street to go pick up some roids and forgot that he had drove down there. Told police he just went straight home.
Yeah.
And by the way, also the roid guy, he says he wasn't there. He said Greg didn't come and buy steroids off me, and Greg doesn't buy steroids off me. I don't really know if I believe that, because I mean, if he says that he's selling steroids, I'm sure that's pretty
He much just didn't want to admit that he sells steroids.
Yes. I guess he could have said, I saw Greg, but I didn't sell him steroids.
That night. Yeah.
That night.
That is a PSA for ladies. Once you get one whiff of a guy doing steroids, you trade that boyfriend in for someone with a perfectly acceptable dad bod.
It actually will
to
help
do you,
in-
right. Yeah, it'll help you in life.
It will help you in more ways than one.
Like, yeah.
You won't have other chicks wanting him.
That's right. Okay.
It's true.
Okay.
Just saying.
Our next podcast is going to be all about advice.
We have some
We have so
advice.
Much, so many tips. Two kids, dad bod. You're welcome.
Lots of experience before the two kids and the dad bod.
That's right.
So they arrest Greg on a warrant for failure to appear from that domestic violence. And they search his home and they find blood residue. They find it on a bleach cap in the bathroom, which Greg said he went home after he brought her McDonald's and did his laundry. And he uses bleach on his khakis. Do you use bleach on your khakis?
No, but I am doing a case right now where they were trying real hard to clean the rug. And it's like, you're risking going to prison for life. Throw out the fucking rug. Throw out the khakis, Greg. Just throw them away. Cut your losses. Throw it away altogether.
I would have just like put it in a bag. I wouldn't even have walked in my house with bloodstained
clothes
or whatever.
That's right, because you're smart. We would be good criminals.
He says that he just was washing his clothes because that's what he does, which also I'm like, okay, if Greg's bringing McDonald's and washing his own laundry.
God, what a catch. I mean,
he's a keeper.
Right?
But he doesn't have a dad bod. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Well, okay.
If it seems too good to be true.
Sometimes it is. Yeah, true. Yeah. So then they find a weave under Greg's bed. So Greg's pretty much fucked, which it could have been Chiquita's weave, but I don't know who keeps their weave under the bed. And it seems like at that point, Chiquita's moving out of the house.
So what were they thinking? Did he wear the weave so that he could come in disguise?
No, they think that he just put the hair in her hand after the fact to just make it seem like it was a woman that killed her.
Oh, he was
like thinking. He was gonna frame. Yeah.
Oh, he had a plan.
He did have a plan. So they get all the evidence back from Chiquita's body and they get it from the blood at their house. And you know what? It was a mixture of Greg's and hers. There was some DNA of hers on some sunglasses of Greg's. There was also Greg's DNA under her fingernails, but there was an unknown male's DNA also under her fingernails.
Hmm.
Which is strange. Greg pled not guilty, and his attorneys are convinced that Greg is not the one that killed Chiquita. But with all the evidence that the prosecutors had, I mean, I think that there was no other choice than to convict Greg of murder.
Right.
They convicted him of manslaughter, actually, over second-degree murder. In Louisiana, first degree is, like, more than premeditated. It's, like, premeditated with, like, a kidnapping or, like, more. You gotta have more than just, like, you murdered your wife.
Yeah, but if I recall, Louisiana's not too heavy on manslaughter.
No, they thought the prosecutors were real surprised that he got manslaughter over second degree. But I think all but one juror thought manslaughter. And let me tell you, manslaughter is not 8 years in Louisiana. Greg got 40 years in prison.
Damn.
And let me also say something. Greg came every day to court looking like a GQ model.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you know, Scott Peterson, it's hard to look at him and think that he killed somebody.
Obviously, it's not hard for people to look at Scott Peterson like he killed somebody, which he didn't.
I know you think that. Well, Greg this year tried to get an appeal for a new trial, stating he wanted the DNA tested under the fingernails to be for the brother. There was three brothers, but two of them in that murder case. He wanted the third brother to be tested because he was not in jail. Like, he killed the attorney for his brothers. That guy actually had since passed away, but I mean, maybe they could still get his DNA somehow. I don't know. And the judge said no. They denied his request for that DNA to get tested. And I'm into testing DNA. I think that if there's a reasonable way to test the DNA to see who's was under her fingernails, and if we have a guy that we think maybe would have done it, then sure, test it.
Yeah, but Greg was still involved in some way, because how else would he have known about the wallet thing? And why would you have your sister be making phone calls for you?
Yeah, right. I know. So yeah, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. What they think is Greg went and threw the wallet down in that really bad area, thinking that somebody would pick it up and use those credit cards.
Yeah, that's a pretty good plan, I think.
Yeah. And instead, it just happened to be her friend that, or some acquaintance of her in her life that
an angel
picked it up. Yeah, really, right?
Yeah.
And then he plotted to put that hair. He also was a real, he was super, super jealous guy, even in the beginning. I think that's why they got in fights, because she would stay late at the office because she's a freaking attorney. Yeah. That's what they have to do. And he was always like, you're cheating on me. You're cheating on me. No, no, no. And it's like, Chiquita's like, dude, are you fucking crazy? Like, I'm attorney. He was a carpenter. So his job, you know, goes till nightfall, and like, you can't work any later than that. For her, it's like she could work 12-hour days, no problem. 16 hours, 20 hours, you know.
Okay. And I'm probably going to get some hate for this, but let's be real. It takes like a special kind of guy, probably a guy with a dad bod, to be with a more successful woman and not be like a jelly belly, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Some people like sugar mamas. Come on.
Most successful women that I know have an at least equally as successful husband. It's pretty rare that you see the woman being much more successful than their husband. I mean, there's just not a lot of Stedmans to the Oprah.
Yeah, it's probably true.
And let me tell you, I have been in a room with Stedman, and I get it.
Why?
He commands a room.
Oh, well, man. Good.
He's hot. In person, he's hot.
All right, Stedman.
Just a little FYI.
So when I read Chiquita's obituary and all the comments that her friends left, I see how amazing she was, even at a young age. People really loved her. She made an impact on people, even if they just knew her for a short time. And I think that we lost somebody that really could have made a big impact in the world for a longer time. That is the story of Chiquita Tate. And she was Chiquita Tate Harris at the time, but we'll just drop the Harris.
That's right.
And real quick before we go, well, first of all, thank you guys for giving us reviews on Apple that helps us in our rankings and helps other people find us. So if you haven't done it, please do it. We also have Patreon.
Please join.
Join. It's fun. Extra episode every week. You can find us at patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. And it supports us and helps us pay for everything to get this podcast running.
That's right.
And a big thank you to the people this week that gave us shout outs, which are 123 Cagney. Love the podcast. Thank you. She stumbled upon our show for looking for a true crime podcast. I don't know how that happened, but
thanks.
I'm glad you did. Awesome Sauce from Spreesel. Spreesel.
That's one of my favorite things to say. I use that
phrase. I know you do. Janice Tank 7, your show is so extra. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Janice.
Charlie Whiskey 630, clink, clink. She is a listener from Washington, military wife, stay-at-home mom, and a true crime addict. Love that. Conservative Woman is a true crime junkie. And TL Foster 99, love, and Tumul, I think. Great podcast. Thanks so much. All right. Maybe
thank
one
you.
More. Marika, 127. All right. Thank you guys so much for that and for listening this week. And I hope you guys have a wonderful December 1st tomorrow. We're going into December. Holy heckamole. Did you guys get your Christmas shopping?
2020 has been going so well.
Oh, yeah, right.
Let's put a bow on it.
Let's put a bow, wrap it up, and send it away. Put it in the FedEx shipping thing and just be like, send it somewhere. We do still have some merch, right, on Bonfire.
We sure do.
Gretchen will link that, but we also have a few things on our website. If you guys are looking for some just presents for the holidays, we have some wristlets and some wine glasses. If you guys want to send those out, we ship those directly, and the other ones ship from our service, Bonfire Service. So thank you guys so much. That's on housewivesoftruecrime.com under merch.
That's right.
All right. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.